And this will be presented by Dr. Leonardo Chavan, who is medical doctor, graduated from Eduardo Mondlane University in Mozambique, master of public health from the Institute of Tropical Medicine in Antwerp, Belgium. With 15 years of experience, he has worked successively as clinician in a district hospital and later assumed posts of health system management as district director, provincial director, and national deputy director of public health in Mozambique. He presently works with MCHIP JAPIGO, which is the flagship USAID project in maternal and child health, as senior national advisor with particular interest in maternal and child health in Mozambique. I also want to say that we're saving questions until the end of the session, and so all the speakers will receive questions at that time.
Good morning. My presentation will be more focused on the challenge instead of presenting some data. Maybe you will be disappointed by that, but I'll focus on what are the major challenges we're finding in the community to implement malaria and pregnancy program activities. Well, no relationships to disclose. Some people keep asking, where is Mozambique? Mozambique, it's located here in the southern part of Africa, which has a population of about 23 million inhabitants. Maternal mortality ratio, it's the same like Nigeria, 550 deaths per 100,000 live births. The contraceptive prevalence is very low, and 14%. And in addition of that, the global birth rate is about 5 per women. Malaria is a major concern in Mozambique, where almost 60% of inpatients at pediatric rooms are due to malaria. And out of them, 30% of deaths in hospital are due to malaria as well. In 2007, was conducted a national study to verify the cause of mortality within the hospital and outside of hospital, and the find was that 29% of total deaths were due to malaria in Mozambique. And in under five, this number goes up to 42% of the deaths. While the numbers are very high within the country, there is a large disparity in its distribution. I mean, in terms of incidence, Mozambique is located in that region where the malaria is highly incident, and within the country there are differences in terms of distribution. There are some areas where we have less than 100 in 1,000 inhabitants, but there are other areas where we have more than 100 cases as incidence rate. So what is working when we go into the community and trying to implement the malaria in pregnancy program? We find there is a strong commitment from the government in drafting the policy and the guidelines of implementation. And at the community level, the main activities in terms of malaria in pregnancy is to raise awareness about the risk of acquiring and dying from malaria. That means we are more focusing in health education, health promotion through the communities. To raise awareness about high-risk groups, because we are aware that the risk of acquiring a malaria for the pregnant women and children under five, it's not understandable by all the people in the community. So we have to work towards increase that awareness. And other issue is that people, their behavior on seeking care at the health facility, it's not always easy, is part of their life. Sometimes they just appear in the hospital very late, where the cases are so complicated. The other activity we are doing is to distribute the bed nets. And the challenge, my previous speaker says, all of the challenge we have with this program. From the community, what we found as a challenge, in the top of all the challenge, we think that the leadership from the community, it's a key issue we have to address, because our community depends a lot on what the leader says. If the leader says, you go to hospital, and people go to hospital. If they say, you don't go there, and they don't use the hospital. So we need to focus more in trying to empower those leaders at community level to make them, to give them the right message to be delivered for the people in their communities. There is a poor knowledge about the danger of malaria of malaria to pregnant women and the fetus. There is an issue of late booking and low utilization of ANC. Although at least single visit of pre-antenatal care is around 90% in Mozambique, but then when you go to the at least three visit, it dropped down to 33%, so it's still very low, the utilization of the antenatal care. There is a misperception surrounding ITNs. A lot of people say, well, we can't sleep under this bed net because these are dead people, and then they don't use. And sometimes it's just about the color. They say, well, if it's a white bed net, we don't use that. Maybe we have to have a blue one or green one to make sure that they can sleep under this. So we have to take into account all these aspects when we are promoting bed nets at community level. The issue of risk, we say that there is a lack of, there is a misperception even among the health workers, because that it's another part of the problem, because sometimes, although we have a lot of stock out of SP, sometimes we do have SP, but the health worker, they don't understand, they don't have the understanding of the risk by not providing SP for the pregnant women. So this is a issue to be addressed. We think that our health education intervention somehow, sometimes is not effective. There is a problem of top-down messaging that sometimes it's not well understood by the community. So this is another issue to think about. There is a cultural practice that negatively influences treatment-seeking behavior. I've talked about this. And the other problem is the lack of coverage of health facilities network in the country. And as I said, if you combine the lack of coverage of health facility with lack of perception of risk among the health workers, of course, this decreases the level of coverage with these interventions. So what we think that will be important to do, although we try to solve and to fight against this challenge at community level, we have to create and to strengthening the linkage between community and the facility. What we have in Mozambique right now, we have initiatives like bringing the community into the health facilities. We have what we call co-management teams or co-management committees, which include people from the health facility and people from the community to discuss what are the main challenges in the community. And we have at the same time community-based committee for health, which is composed by people from the community discussing about the issues of health in their community. So the health workers, they go there, they support these committees to function. So in that way, we think we can address some of the challenge. Another challenge we see, and the previous speaker, and Kate, they mentioned it, is that sometimes with malaria program, we see that within the ANC platform, there are competing issues, and one of the major competing issues is the PMTCT program. And we think that we have to increase the collaboration between malaria program and PMTCT, even if you are going to the community level, because we can have people engaged in testing, providing and antiretrovirus, but forgetting that at the same time they can do it for malaria. The issue of empowering community leaders, I have mentioned before that if we target the community leaders, and when we talk about community leaders, it's not about traditional leaders, because even the people are at the government level, in the local government, they need to be empowered in terms of understanding the problem, understanding the risk, and how they can help their communities to seek of service for malaria. Educating women and their families in terms of risk for malaria during the pregnancy, and working to integrate more and more the prevention activity for malaria within the MNCH platform. Well, in conclusion, we say that community interventions are vital for malaria, for fight against malaria in Mozambique. The community awareness intervention must occur at the same time with actions to improve the intervention at the health facility level. So sometimes we tend to focus creating demand for service, while when the people arrive in the health facility, they will find that there is no medicines, there is no bed net, and then we create a kind of sadness for the people, from the user. It's important to acknowledge that there are problems, other problems concerning the community and the health system, and we have to empower ourselves in how to negotiate so that malaria will be part of the package, because people, of course, they are concerned with other issues, food, water, and we have to take it into account. Thank you very much.